the leaves collect sunlight and make food for the tree so that it can grow. But in the fall, they stop that process.
That's Benjamin Snyder, District Forester with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And he's talking about the function of leaves. And leaves serve purposes other than keeping us busy on a ladder cleaning out our gutters. While us humans don't stop eating and being active as the weather turns to winter, trees do just that at this time of the year. And as the trees begin to slow down, they provide us with beautiful hues of reds and yellows and oranges. And we see this annual fall explosion of color as nourishment for our souls. But for trees, it's simply about staying alive.
The color change is triggered by the shortening day length and cooler temperatures. So starting now, we start to see some of those things starting to take place and some colors starting to appear on the trees. So the leaves are kind of in preparation for that change in season. In the leaves, the complex carbohydrates and the proteins are broken down into smaller kind of soluble components that can be transported out of that leaf so that the tree can save that energy and use it again next year. So rather than just having all the energy fall off the tree, it breaks down a lot of those smaller components into sugars and amino acids, and they store those in the twigs and the sapwood and the roots of the tree. This saves nutrients and energy such as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and some of those sugars that are important energy components. And these nutrients, like I said, are used in the spring during leaf out when they start growing again.
Okay, and you said those sugars, they leave the leaves, and I assume they go down into the tree, into the roots below soil level, kind of like a bank of foods?
Yeah, they're stored in cells, and some of them are stored in the roots. Some are stored in the twigs, and some are stored also in the sapwood along the trunk of the tree.
And it's the disappearance of this energy and food, which was made in the long, warm daylight of summer, that reveals the vivid colors in the leaves, colors that, ironically, are present in the leaves all year long.
So the leaves stop their food-making process, and the chlorophyll starts to break down or degrade, which unmasks some of the other pigments that are always in that leaf, that are naturally in that leaf. And then we can start to see those as that chlorophyll breaks down and stops functioning. So some of those other pigments that we might see include carotenoids, like we find in carrots and tomatoes that give them their color. Tannins that are in oak leaves that would give them a brown color, and some of the others that give other different colors throughout the leaves.
Okay. And I've heard some people say, I don't know if this is accurate or not, I've heard some people, non-foresters, say, well, if we have a big drought going into fall, we won't get good colors. Or what's the truth there, or is it kind of not that black and white?
Yeah, I guess this year we're starting to see some color already. It's been relatively dry, and I think in some trees that will start the process earlier. So yeah, it's dependent on a lot of things. If you start to get that cooling process kind of gradually, I think you have better fall colors. If it comes on very quickly, you may not have as good of colors as certain years. So a lot of times we'll see variations. We'll see better color years than others.
I've noticed some years the acorns are on the trees in bushels. It's like raining acorns. They produce so much. But I swear, sometimes I'll go by an oak tree that last year was real heavy, but I don't hardly see any acorns on this tree. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Or
no, you're noticing that cycle of acorns that are produced on trees. And we oftentimes, forestry people, call that a mast crop, or a crop that's produced in cycles. So there are years where you have high numbers of acorns and years where you have much lower or almost no acorns. And that cycle might be variable for different species of oaks. So a lot of times we'll see typical oak acorn production has a good or a heavy mass crop every 1 to 3 or 4 years, generally speaking.
That's Benjamin Snyder, District Forester with the IDNR. And you can learn more about this annual explosion of pigments by visiting the IDNR's website, dnr.illinois.gov/education. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.